Triple M's Queensland only NRL podcast.
Hello, Triple M Breakfast here. It's Marto, Margo and Dan on air weekdays from 5:30 a.m. on 104.5 Triple M. Or you can catch up with us anytime on the Listener app. It's free. Download it wherever good apps are sold. Or not sold, because it's free. Anyway, every week what we do on our show is we catch up with the biggest names in rugby league. So this week we're checking in with future immortal Jonathan Thurston ahead of the clash between the Cowboys and the Broncos. And on the Broncos side of things, we're catching up with the skipper, Adam Reynolds. Enjoy.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
We're well aware we've got many, many loose North Queensland units that listen to our show. They may not be from up there, but they're certainly supporting North Queensland this weekend. The Cowboys are playing the Bronx, Marto.
Huge clash. It's rivalry round, and why wouldn't you talk to Thursday? Hello, mate.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Well, listen, you got much to do with the Cowboys?
No, that's why they're going so great.
Going so great they are. 3 from 3 wins, JT, sitting at the top of the ladder. Great start for them.
Yeah, obviously disappointing last year for them, but they've obviously changed a few things. They got new coaching staff as well, I think, which has freshened the joint up. And, yeah, the boys are playing pretty well.
I reckon one of the, like to get your take on it, one of the big changes that's worked is Tommy Dearden and Reuben Cotter as captain. Two great voices and guys that actually work hard. What do you think?
Yeah, Tom Dearden and Reuben Cotter are both local boys from Mackay, and yeah, it's great to see him have a good start to the year as well.
Dearden scored a try in every game of the season. Him and Dean Mariner, I believe, the only two players that have scored every try in every game this year.
Good trivia. Can you confirm, JT?
Crap stat.
Oh, nice.
use that one tomorrow night, mate.
No one remembers the tries, just the wins.
Hey, JT, we shared a plane the other day, and I was sort of part-time photographer for a lot of that. You're a very popular man. We were flying from Sydney to Brisbane. Where do you get most harassed, mate? Like, I can't imagine you can walk very far in Townsville without having to get selfies. But Brisbane Airport, Margo, I would have had to take 4 or 5 pictures of you before you made it out to the sliding door.
Well, you were taking the photo.
he wasn't down with the peasants. When I saw him at the airport, he was up in the business lounge.
On Thursday?
Yeah. Well,
where do you get the most selfies?
Just him
selfies?
And Corey Parker sitting there having chats.
Where is it, JT? Townsville or Sydney, Brisbane?
No, I get left alone in Townsville, so I don't get many selfies. Obviously, the kids still come up and ask for selfies, but yes, when I'm in regional places, normally get harassed and
like
I try
Bankstown.
And walk extremely quickly.
You're very gracious, JT. You stopped for everyone. Nice smile photo. It was really nice to see. Embracing everyone.
Good guy. JT, what's the greatest rivalry you've ever seen on the field? You know, it is rivalry round, Cowboys, Broncos, but what do you reckon is the greatest rivalry in the NRL?
I suppose that Cowboys Broncos game is right up there. You probably can't go past the Bunnies and the Roosters, two foundation clubs that always have been going head to head for so many years. And I think the game last weekend between those two teams was the second biggest scoreline. So the Bunnies are in disarray at the moment.
Personal rivalry. Is there anything ever been bigger in the game than Harrigan versus Spud Carroll?
I know, didn't they? Used to go head to head and take each other on. So,
how about all of Queensland versus Paul Gallen? That was fun. Hey, JT, you mentioned the Rabbitohs. Have you heard their new team song, mate?
No.
Yeah, have a listen.
That's a bit harsh.
The Tigers were using it last week, but they've come good.
Yeah.
Hey, Thursday, just talking about you guys all flying here, there and everywhere. Do you ever go, when everyone else hops off in Brisbane, you go, oh, shit, I've got another hour to go yet. Have you ever thought about moving back to Brizzy?
Oh, we discussed that a few years ago, but, you know, I've got 4 young daughters that are all settled into school now.
Shit, have you got 4 now?
4 girls,
oh,
too.
Yeah, right, what have you done wrong?
Just meant to be surrounded by beautiful women for the rest of his life.
Hey, at least got a male dog that pisses on everything.
No, I've actually got a female cat and dog.
Oh,
all right, JT, I think you've had enough
of this,
mate.
Sorry to annoy you, mate.
Yeah, I'm just getting roasted here.
Good on you,
love
legend.
You, mate. Thank you.
We love your work.
No worries.
We'll be able to check it. That's it. Cowboys Bronx live free Friday night at 7 on 9 and 9 now. Thanks, JT.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, at
Adam Reynolds gets you right inside the Broncos.
A magic ball to Adam Reynolds!
From the makers of Bailey Ladders, WeatherGuard boasts unmatched youth box security. WeatherGuard.au. Broncos captain Adam Reynolds on Triple M.
He's back. He's back this weekend and he's back on the show.
Captain. Welcome back, Captain Reynolds.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, listen, what's changed in that week when you were doing your rehab, et cetera, where the team is completely different from when you were last out there? How's it been?
Yeah, obviously injuries have pretty much dismantled our team, but look, next man up mentality. We've got a couple of young fellas coming in there, a couple of old fellas, and looking forward to getting back out at Suncorp and putting on a show for our members and fans.
So Payne out with the knee, Walsh out with his face, Piakura out with the ankle, Jaden Hunt in, Tristan Saylor in, Fletcher Baker obviously playing in the 10.
Corey Oates.
What is a Jaden Hunt, Adam Reynolds?
What is the Jaden Hunt?
Yeah, who is he? Where's he come from? He's come from the Dragons. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's obviously had a tough upbringing, lived down there in Sydney, played for the Dragons, come to us as a back row for an opportunity, and he's played very well in the trials. He's impressed a number of the boys in the squad there, and gets an opportunity this weekend, which I'm glad to see him get.
Have you guys had a good look at the tape? Is Kevy a yellow? He's not at that stage, still calm?
It's only early in the season. It's never easy. When you lose your star fullback, 3 or 4 minutes into a game, and I have to reshuffle some positions around. So got an older head in Corey Oates on the bench this weekend, which is always good to get the big fella back in there.
I check? I remember the last time, a couple of seasons ago, he said, I want to have a run in the second row. I want to get off the wing. And he said he hated it. Has he had a game? What's he been doing to prove that he can play second row?
He's been training there. He's had a few sessions where he's jumped in or filled in a position here and there. And I think it's important these days, obviously, with the HIA, you never know what's going to happen. And it's always handy to have an outside back on the bench.
Well, we found that out last weekend, didn't
Tristan
we?
Saylor, great opportunity for him coming in at fullback, Reno. You like what you see with Tristan?
Yeah, he's the first grade every day of the week. He's had a few opportunities in first grade previously, and he's never let us down. So another opportunity for him to go out there and do his job. And he's been fantastic through the week too. He knows he's got a star fullback in front of him, but doesn't shirk away from the responsibility of turning up and preparing us every week. So great for him to get another opportunity.
Reno, take us behind the curtain. Are there any nicknames that we're unaware of at the Broncos, like great nicknames? Does Tristan Saylor have one? Does Selwyn Cobbo, do they get nicknames that you could reveal?
There's a couple of R-rated ones, which can't be shared.
All right.
Adam, Marto brings this up because Marto has one for you. I'm not sure if you've heard him, if you listen to the show outside chatting to us, but he calls you the Waddler.
Because you know how you waddle around and you control the game. Is that a mean nickname? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's quite mean, but I'm okay
with it. Does Payne Haas know I call him Buffalo Head?
No, he doesn't.
All right, don't tell him.
He actually has a bobblehead of Payne Haas on the front of his bull bar.
It's all right.
You wouldn't want to get in trouble with that, would you?
No. He sees me. I'm in a fair bit of trouble.
Big game Friday night.
Yes.
Suncorp Stadium, sold out crowd, good Friday, up against the Cowboys, great Queensland rivalry.
Carl Webb medal on the line as well. How beautiful is that, Reno?
Yeah, it's unreal. I was very fortunate to meet Carl late in his life. He's had a huge impact on the club, not only our club, but the Cowboys as well. And being honoured to run out there and play for that medal.
Diamond jersey, a heritage jersey. It used to be, Travel Lodge?
Travel Land
back in the day. Our sportistic producer, Snowy, he has 25 Broncos
it's
jerseys.
It's a horrible jersey.
25,000 jerseys. He pre-ordered it. He's received it. He's very proud and happy. He'll be wearing, 27 jerseys.
Vintage jerseys.
Have you seen the diamond jersey?
You like it? What do you think of it?
He won't
see I'm a fan of it. I like when we mix up and match the jerseys. Broncos have got a lot of great jerseys over the history of the club, and this was a bit of a different one, but I think any time it's a bit different to what we usually wear, it's always special for the boys.
What do you think of a fully grown man with two children he's raising that owns 27 various vintage Broncos jerseys, Renner?
It's passion.
It's passion. That's exactly right. Passion. Adam, you said they've had some good jerseys. They've also had some pretty rotten ones. Remember the teal coloured one? What was
they ever got that?
Did you ever, when you were playing opposing them for the Rabbitohs, did you ever go, what are you wearing?
I actually didn't mind it, to be honest.
Oh.
I I actually put a request in to try and get one for a captain's run jersey, but we're going a little bit different. So.
Well, Snowy's got six of them. We can send you one.
You look like the Brit. Just get a Brisbane Heat T-shirt. Hey, Reno, the Rabbitohs, they've been all in the news in the last week or so. They're in trouble. Are you still in contact with any of the boys, and what are they saying?
Yeah, still talk to a fair few of them. I've got a great relationship with a number of the boys there.
Of course.
But they've come up against three very good sides, teams that are expected to play top four football, and they haven't been at their best. We all know that.
Well, Reno, surely you're winding them up, though. Surely Jai Arrow is absolutely copping it over text, mate. You're not being kind to him, are you?
Well, he hasn't been playing, so it's a bit hard.
His fault, yeah.
We had their team song on there. Have you heard the Rabbitohs' new team song?
Yeah, I
Okay. Kids in cars. Hey, Reno, let him get out here before Marto tries to do lawn porn with him.
Can you just quickly confirm or deny Reece Walsh on his Instagram said he hasn't signed yet. Dobbo's saying in the news he has signed $5.5 million over 5 years. Has he signed, mate? He's saying Kevy's lost me number. He needs to give me a call.
Yeah, I don't know. Reece is a funny one.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
He's wearing blue toenail polish in his Instagram video. What's going on? Get him to sort it there.
The modern player.
He ran out of pink ink in his pen. Reno, wonderful, mate. I'll let you go before Armado tries to ask about your lawn.
Oh, how is when are you going to mow after all this rain?
I mowed just before the rain.
Good work, son. That's why he's captain.
Thank you, Reno. Go to the Bronx this weekend. We talk to Reno every week. Tradies, tool theft is on the rise. Protect your gear with confidence. Weather Guard is who we get around Reno
for. Well, we'll talk to him until he complains to his manager going, get me off away from them.
Morons. Weather Guard, Ute Box is weatherguard.au. Thanks, Reno.
No worries, thanks,
Jess. It's us or Dobbo. So.
Triple M.